All right, great. I'm Brianna, and I work with Dr. Carolyn Mendez-Luck, who recently moved up to Oregon State from UCLA. I know. Well, unfortunately, she's missing the sun of LA and now is realizing that it rains, you know, three quarters of the year in Oregon. So I'll be talking about a study that I worked on the analysis with Carolyn on the concordance within Latino caregiving diets on perceptions of aging and social support. And I have no relationships to disclose. So the overall goal of this study, and specifically this presentation, is to qualitatively examine the concordance between Latino caregivers and care receivers on their perceptions of aging and social support. So these are just two of the many different topics that we covered in actual interviews that we did. We also talked about things on the ideas of burden and commitment and responsibility, the roles of men in caregiving, as well as perceptions in the culture of caregiving in Mexico, as well as within Mexican Americans in the United States. So these are just aging and social support are just two of the many different things that we talked about in these interviews. So for the design and methods, in order to participate in the study or specifically in the interviews, the caregiver needed to be a man or a woman 18 years or older, be a U.S.-born or a foreign-born Mexican, and be responsible for the overall care of an older relative on a day-to-day basis. And so we were specifically working with people who were providing care for a family member, so not people who were hired in from outside help. It was a family member. And so they did need to be caring for a relative who was 60 years or older and was related through blood or marriage. And then that relative needed to had required care for one ADL or one IADL. We did one-time in-depth interviews using a semi-structured guide, and the interviews were conducted in Spanish or in English, and then they were audio-taped. We did this in East Los Angeles and surrounding communities, and we phoned our participants through flyers, health fairs, and direct referrals. The data was analyzed first by transcribing the audio tapes, and then text files were entered into Atlas TI and were analyzed in the language of the interview, so we didn't translate any of the Spanish interviews into English. We used then a systematic protocol, listening to the tapes, reviewing the transcripts, writing content memos, coding the questions, and then comparing the answers by the caregivers as a group, the care receivers as a group, as well as within individual dyads. So the meat of the presentation, the results. Here's some just basic description of the sample that we had. We had a total of 20 participants, which is actually 10 dyads, so 10 caregivers and 10 care receivers. For the caregivers, 7 male and 3 female had an average age of about 48 years. Years providing or providing care for their family member was about 8 years, and they completed about 9.5 years of education. 7 were foreign-born, and 3 were U.S.-born. And then on the other side of the care receiver, majority were females with only 1 male, 66 years old, been receiving care from this relative for about 7 years, had a pretty low educational attainment, only attending school for about 3 years. 8 were foreign-born, and 2 were U.S.-born. And when we look at the caregiver-care-receiver relationship, 3 were spousal, so husbands taking care of wives, and then 7 were non-spousal. So 3 daughters taking care of their mother, 3 sons taking care of their mothers, and 1 brother-in-law taking care of his brother-in-law. So going on to the actual aging beliefs, this first slide is looking at caregiver responses as a group versus care receiver responses as a group. And so the top two responses are recorded, with the bolded one being the most frequent or the most popular of the responses that we heard. And so the questions are on the side. So for the first question, what does old age mean? For both care receivers and caregivers, it was a lot of different answers. There really wasn't one specific one that they gave. But caregivers did also mention not being able to do things that you once did and depending on others. And care receivers were not doing things you used to do or needing help to do them. For the question, at what point do you realize that you're old? It was kind of split for the caregivers. can't do things you did by yourself or can't do things you did before, or changes in physical appearance or your physical health. Whereas care receivers also kind of mimic that idea of when you can't do things for yourself or physical changes, but also mentioned some physical appearance things of noting that at that point you realize that you're old. For a question of is aging a sudden process or does it take a long time, majority for caregivers and care receivers thought it was a long process or a slow process, but in both groups they did think that there sometimes it was a quick or a sudden process. Is it a bad or a good process? Is aging bad or good? Most people thought it was a good or a natural process, but once again, both groups had some individuals who thought it was a bad or a negative experience. And then finally, do you think this process is different for men and women? And majority thought the process is the same for men and women. So as you can see, caregivers as a group and care receivers as a group really do have similar views on aging, as we can see that the bolded sections are usually pretty similar on each section. Looking at social support, this is just a little teaser. Since we don't have enough time to talk about all of them, we did have an extensive section on social support, but one of the questions was, what do you believe the elderly need the most? And both caregivers and care receivers thought that attention, love, company, affection was what elders need the most. But then also some people did talk about someone to be able to provide care for them was also the most important thing. And so they tended to feel that the emotional care and support was more needed than the actual physical care and support. So these last two slides that I just talked about, the aging beliefs and the social support, make it seem, you know, that caregivers as a group and care receivers as a group think very similarly on these topics. But that's really only half the story, because when we look at the answers of individual dyads, so looking at the answer that the caregiver gave to compared to their care receiver, it really shows a different story. If we look here at the concordance, the concordance is number of dyads out of 9 dyads. It ranges all the way from about 11% concordance all the way to 67% concordance. And so for the first question for you, what does old age mean? Only 1 out of 9 of the dyads agreed upon what does old age mean, so about 11%, so that was the lowest. And then the highest percent was 67% on is aging a sudden process or does it take a long time? So most of the dyads agreed on, and I believe most of them agreed that it took a long time. And so this is, like I said before, this is showing a really different story that if we just looked at caregivers and care receivers, that we're not really seeing this. And so then you can see the others were kind of in between that 11 and 67%. And so here are some exemplars of concordant views. Is aging a good or a bad process? The caregiver said, no, it's not good nor bad. We just have to be aware that it's natural. And then the care receiver said, well, it's natural. Not good nor bad because it's natural that one becomes old. And so we can see that these are, you know, quite similar views on aging. But if we look at a non-concordant dyad on what do older people need most, the caregiver said, it's hard, but love. It's the moment in their lives when they feel lonely, that they feel alone. This is when they most need it. Whereas the care receiver said, well, there are many things that people need, the interviewer responded, but if you had to choose one thing, what would it be? The care receiver said, a good cook. So you can obviously see these are very, very different views on what elders need most, love versus a good cook. So so that's a perfect example. So the last part of the story kind of looks at, okay, what are the characteristics of dyads that are more concordant versus the characteristics of dyads that are less concordant? And so if we look at the first two levels there, the number 1 dyads and 3 dyads, all of those were male caregivers, and they were all older caregivers. They had an average age of about 61 years old. And then if you're looking at the dyads that answered 3 out of the 6 questions similarly. All of those were non-spousal caregiver-care-receiver relationships, and so that was daughters caring for mothers or sons caring for mothers, and they were all younger caregivers, just by the fact that they were sons and daughters. I can't really say why this is, because my first response was you would think, oh, a spousal pair would be more concordant on your views, but it didn't turn out to be that way. So, these are definitely things that we're going to have to look into, but just very interesting, findings on that. So the implications of these findings, we know that caregiver-care-receiver concordance on disease diagnosis and treatment-making decisions is associated with better clinical outcomes. And so it's reasonable to think that concordance and views on aging drive, to some extent, care behaviors and care attitudes attitudes about care. But this, of course, is just extrapolation, and it's kind of beyond the scope of this presentation and this study. So more research is needed to make linkages between concordance and beliefs and concordance and behaviors with actual health outcomes. But what we can say specifically from this study is that caregiver-care-receiver concordance on aging and social support is important for providing and receiving appropriate and needed care, as well as providing and receiving wanted care. If we take example on aging beliefs, and the care receiver thinks that you know you're old when you turn 80. When you're 80, you know you're old. Whereas the caregiver might think, oh, well, you know you're old when you require care for doing things that you once were able to do by yourself. You can see that might influence greatly what kind of care is actually given and whether it's appropriate and needed care. And then if we go back to our good cook guy, we can see that, if we're looking at what elders need the most, if he thinks, wow, well, what elders need the most is a good cook, and his caregiver is thinking, well, elders need love and attention and support, he may be receiving unwanted care. And so this really plays into receiving wanted or providing wanted care. And then all of this, ends up in terms of supporting a good quality caregiver and care receiver relationship. So that's it.